This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Robbie.
Oh, Dan, how are you? You might notice that I'm not here in human form in the pub, but I've been replaced by a hologram.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I thought you looked a bit different. Yeah, can I put my hand right through you?
You can, yeah. You're not. Why did you go for that part of my body? Any other part? Would have been fine, but yes, you can put your hand right through me because I'm testing a new technology here in the realms, hologram landlordship, because I'm actually in the north. I'm in Cleveland's near Blackpool on a research trip to northern English pubs to see what I can bring
How's
back.
How's that been going?
Very good, thank you. See what I can bring back to the moon underwater. So if I do sound a little bit different to normal, that is because of the fledgling technology that is holographic landlordship.
Amazing. Well, what have you been up to up there? Have you been pubbing around?
Oh, I've been pubbing, Dan. I've been pubbing.
Well, of course you have.
I don't want to... Last week, I got to my 52 pubs, the year's target, in March. I've got it even further ahead now, I suspect, with a bit of pubbing. So my wife and her friends, every year, they go to a country house and with partners and families and all stuff like that. So it started off with, I think there's eight of them perhaps. So eight of them and a selection of partners. Some of them didn't have partners at the time and maybe one child. And now it's grown as people have had kids and stuff like that. And there's, I'm going to say, well over 20 people there of varying ages.
So it's a big country house then.
It's very hard to find a suitably sized country house, to be honest.
Windsor Castle, you're trying to get.
That's your realm. You're in your royal palaces is your main thing. For some reason, there's a large amount of places like this in and around the Burton area. That sort of area. There are a lot of country houses, which is of course the home of British brewing. Really, lots of breweries up that way. So I was this weekend, I'm not there now, as I'm in Cleveland, but I was in Tutbury, I'm choosing to pronounce it, T-U-T-B-U-R-Y.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the pronunciation. Tutbury it could be. I think it's probably Tutbury, but you never know because unless you've had a local say a place, you don't know. Because I live in Norwich and there are a lot of places in Norfolk that are not pronounced anywhere close to how they're written. But we're going to go for Tutbury.
There's a place in Kent, and I always remember this because our French teacher told us about it because he could not get his head round it, and rightly so. It's spelt Trottiscliff, but is pronounced Trosley.
Okay.
It's really weird.
Well, I'm going to give you one now. Let me get you the exact spelling here. You might well know this being someone who lived near Norwich, but who lived in Norwich in the past. But near Norwich, there's a place spelled Wymondham. How are you pronouncing that?
Is it Wyndham or something?
It is Wyndham.
Yeah. But there's a lot of other letters in there that are just silent.
Yep. Here's another one for you. Happisburgh.
Happisburgh?
Haysborough.
Of course it is.
It's got a famous lighthouse there. So I'm presuming it is Tutbury, but I have done several pubbings area. So I'll just talk you through them quickly. Dan, have you got your spreadsheet handy?
I've got it ready.
Okay. Yep. First of all, I went to a place called Carsington Water where we went out on a rowboat. And afterwards, we had a lunch there at a place called the Knockerdown Inn. Knockerdown Inn. Very nice, very friendly place. They did overcharge us by about £60 on a bill, but my wife phoned them up and they are apparently rectifying it. So slight lack of detail there, but I believe it is being sorted. So that's good. But seemed quite a pleasant house. Quite remote, present public house. Quite remote there. There's not really anything nearby. So I think they're relying very heavily on the driving for a meal trade rather than the settling in for a session trade, because there's really much of a locality nearby.
Unless you're wild swimming and camping nearby or something. Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. So I went for I had some sea bream there for lunch and an orange juice and lemonade, but no booze.
Fair enough.
However, on Sunday, I made up for that, Dan, with a pub crawl around Tutbury. A pub crawl. Well, it wasn't really a pub crawl. It was more just going to various pubs at different points of the day.
Okay.
Occasionally returning back to the house we were in and just popping out occasionally.
Yeah, because we have to remember that we have now established the strict rules surrounding what it is and isn't a pub crawl.
So I don't I think it's difficult because I went to a pub, then I came back for a bit, then I went to another pub, came back, and then I went out to a few pubs. I don't think it can be counted as a pub crawl, but I did go to several pubs in around there.
Yeah, you can't go home in between times. That breaks the crawl. Yeah. Okay, so reel them off.
Let's get reeling. So first of all, I went to a pub called The Leopard. That was a pleasant local pub, very friendly. They were having, at 3 p.m. that day, they were having bingo for kids to win Easter eggs.
Oh, so that sounds adorable.
It's quite pleasant, that sort of thing. You could easily look at it from the outside and think, oh, that looks a little bit unsalubrious. Is that a word?
Yeah.
But inside, lovely people, nice local atmosphere.
Very nice.
The next stop, we were walking, my friend Mark and I were walking through Tutbury and went to a place, a local, I would term working men's club. It was some kind of club.
Okay.
The Tutbury Club, it was called. Again, from the outside, you never know about these things. You never know when you see a local club whether or not it's a sort of members-only vibe, whether you can go without being a member. So a little anxious going in, but again, very friendly. Didn't have to be a member, but I think you got a discount if you were a member. Wasn't worth joining, really, because we're only there for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Pool table, dartboard, function room, Sky Sports on the TV. Watched the end of Liverpool versus Brighton.
Good win for Liverpool, yeah.
Yep, yeah. So that was the Tutbury Club, the second one of that day's pubbing. Then on to the New Inn. What a selection of cask ales that had.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to say 9 different beers on cask.
Oh.
I guess. Just lined up. Not on. Sometimes you get them in the pumps in different areas. This is just a straight row at the bar of 9 different cask ales. And I was cask heavy on this trip. I've really been drinking a lot of cask ale, Dan, recently. I don't know what it is.
It's great cask, isn't it?
It is great. I don't know why I've been focusing so much on it. I'm just enjoying a smooth beer at the minute.
Mm.
So, New Inn, fabulous there. Then went to The Vine, which was next door, which is also very pleasant. Had a sort of two bar scenario, like a sort of lounge saloon type divide sort of thing. One was a bit more sporty. One we went in the section of the pub that was just pure tables and drinking sort of thing, rather than the one with added entertainment. Very busy. All these pubs were quite busy for a Sunday. It was Easter Sunday, but still, they were all very busy for just drinking on a Sunday.
Interesting pubs next door to each other.
I quite like that.
Yeah. That helps with a pub crawl, doesn't it? You can knock a couple off quite quickly.
Yeah, I think so. In there, I bonded with a man at the bar over an appreciation of the song Inside, I think it's by Stiltskin, that was, I think, on a Levi's advert in the 90s. So that was nice. Came with a jukebox, a surprising song hit. Then we walked up the hill to the Cross Keys. Again, very pleasant there. Boxing on the TV. I don't really know a lot about boxing, but watched a bit of that. Starting to get hazy as to what time it was by now, sort of thing. I think it's probably, I'm going to say you're probably around the 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay, sort of thing.
Then to the Dog and Partridge.
Oh, lovely.
Probably the most pleasantly decorated of the pubs. It's a Green King pub. Very vast, absolutely huge, but not particularly busy. I think it might rely heavily on food sort of thing rather than just
lunch
general
trade.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Lunch trade and all that sort of thing. It might be a place you go to have your meal rather than just a traditional locals pub. And then finally, you'll be pleased to hear, ended across the road in the Hourglass, which looked from the outside that it might be more wine bar-y type thing, but did have a section of things on draft. Very pleasant, lovely clientele. Met a group of young gentlemen there who recognised me from the internet. And
oh, that's nice.
I bought them some shots because I'd had a few drinks, and they bought some shots back. So that backfired.
Wow. Oh, Robbie, you must have had a few, because generally you're not up for the... You like a shot, but I think, you know, you're careful with the shots if it's a...
Well, do you know what it was? It was a dedicated... It was 3 shots for £10, which I think is a decent deal, and it wasn't just a shot of tequila. It was like your baby Guinnesses, type shots.
Fair enough.
So I bought 3 of the Baby Guinness.
Yep.
And they bought 3 of some kind of... I can't remember what it's called. It was basically a liquid Jammy Dodger.
Oh, okay.
And it tasted very nice. However, they actually escalated things. They bought me and the 2 people with... They bought in total... I think they bought 12 shots, so we had 2 each, which seemed a bit over the top.
Yeah.
So it was very much going straight back to the house and going to bed at that point.
Yes.
Because no good would come of that. But that is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pubs there across 2 days. 7 in 1 day there, which again
impressive.
Is keeping up. Bear in mind, this was still in March, still in the first quarter of the year. I think that's taking me up to 60 for the first. That's me declaring I'm 60 after the first 3 months.
Well, I'll correct you there, Robbie, because we actually went to a pub together last Thursday.
Oh, we did.
Went to the craft beer, what are they called? It's that chain, the Craft Beer Brewing Company? Or just Craft Beer Company?
What's it called? Craft Beer Company? I think maybe Craft Beer Company.
Yeah.
Yes, there's one there. We went with Prime Mutton.
We did.
After recording with him, didn't we?
Yeah.
A lovely man for a future episode of The Moon Underwater.
Had a very nice couple of pints in there.
Yep.
We had some London Black.
You stayed. I had one pint left. Did you stay with Mutton for another pint?
Well, I finished my pint and then Mutton said, he said, I haven't got loads of time, but I've got time for one more if you fancy it. And I went, I'm not going to say no to Prime buying me a London Black. So I said, yeah, one more. So we stayed for an extra pint, had a lovely chat. What a lovely man.
He is a lovely man. That's a great episode.
Yeah.
That's not the extent of your pubbing, is it, Dan? You've done a further pubbing.
I went to the Churchill Arms.
The Churchill. Yes.
In Notting Hill, which is quite a famous pub. Even as I was walking up, I went there with my friend Alex before QPRV Birmingham. And even as we were walking up, there were people outside taking pictures. It is a very pretty pub. There was lots of flowers and stuff outside, but also the sign is a picture of Churchill looking Churchillian. And so people were taking selfies and taking pictures of it. And then, yeah, it is quite an incredible pub. You walk in, it was full. the drinking area was full. And on the ceiling are just, like, there is so much pottery hanging down from the ceiling, like clay pots.
With plants inside it, inside them, or just pure plants?
No, just yeah. pots, just hanging from the ceiling. So I wondered if that was actually a thing that anyone could let us know. What's the weirdest thing you've seen hanging from a ceiling in a pub? But yeah, very, very, what's the word for that sort of pottery and ceramics? Very ceramic heavy on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then we walked through and I was like, oh, I'm not sure we're going to get a table for lunch because they also do incredible Thai food famously. But we went around the corner and we nabbed, after a quick 5 minute wait, we nabbed a spare table and had some very nice Thai food. I had what I always have, which is Pad Thai, because I love it.
It's a famous pub for its Christmas decorations, isn't it, sort of thing?
I think
it's the pub that they put a lot, they put loads of trees outside, they redecorate it, and we need to head down there for Christmas sometime, maybe.
Yeah, and in the summer, I think, I mean, it was just coming out into bloom, but I think in the summer it is properly, like, blooming. You know, the whole frontage is covered with flowers. It's quite impressive.
Mm.
And then in the Thai restaurant place, it's all, the ceiling is not pottery anymore. It's all vines. It's got sort of slight jungly feel.
Oh.
So it's very pleasant sitting in there. Very pleasant atmosphere. Yeah, lots of people walking around, taking photos inside as well. Yeah.
Is it a very touristy pub then?
I think tourists go there. I think it is a pub on the tourist trail, especially if you're going around to Notting Hill. But it didn't feel to me like everyone in there was a tourist. I think people were going there more locally because the food was nice and the drink was nice, and it is a lovely pub to be in. So I think there was a mixture. But I certainly think it's on the tourist trail. I wouldn't, yeah. So, I mean, big thumbs up from me. It was very good and very reasonably priced, actually, as well, for the food. So, So I did a couple of pubs.
Lovely. Have you got much pubbing planned this week?
I am probably doing a bit of pubbing tonight because I'm going into Soho to see the comedian Stuart Laws. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sure for the rest of the week, actually, but I'm reasonably free. So I should try and get in a bit more pubbing and get myself, I'm up to 24 now. So I'm nearly halfway. Well off your pace, Robbie. But
there's still time. I think I'm going to be having a quiet week. Time. So if you can manage to do like 30 pubs this week, you can catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've come close to catching up. I'm going to be preparing myself really because I am just over, in less than a week's time from when the time this is broadcast, I will be at Snowbombing Festival in Austria, which is a music and ski festival. I've been to a few times before. It's absolutely fantastic. So there will be pubs and bars and drinking establishments there to add to the list. And my final trip to the mountains of the year.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dan, my hologram is unable to touch the notice board behind your head. So could you please take a letter down and read it?
This is just a little quick one from Mark in Los Angeles, and he has got in touch.
Sorry, what? In Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah.
That is very international, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nice.
I knew we were big in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
In Saskatoon. But I didn't know we were popular in Los Angeles.
Well, I would just like any American listeners, yeah, to get in touch and tell us where they are.
Anyone outside of the UK, I'm interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm interested in people in the UK, but I'm the excitement of an international moon underwaterist is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, a moon underwaterist, of course, without a nation of its own to call home. It does, by definition, ignore the international system of countries and sort of like that, and can arrive anywhere in any place.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it does tend to materialize in East London all the time.
It just likes it there, doesn't it?
It enjoys
the vibe. Yeah.
So what's this guy, apart from going to the Viper Rooms to watch Guns N' Roses and walking down Rodeo Drive to buy expensive clothes, what's this person got to say?
Well, Mark in LA, I mean, it'd be nice if he wrote back and sort of maybe gave us a bit of info about the kind of pubs or bars he frequents down Sunset Boulevard. But he just says, he's listened to the Tatty McLeod episode. It's a great episode. And he says, yes, Tatty, the Mezcal Negroni is heaven, beautiful, bitter medicine. Because she was telling us that was one of her spirit choices, I think. I still haven't tried a Mezcal Negroni, but I need to. I think that was a nice story about, was that the one where she was, I think she was on the verge of breaking up with her then boyfriend on holiday or something, but the Negroni was softening the blow, I think. Yeah.
Yes. She's very popular on the social medias, isn't she?
She is. We put up a clip from that show where she told a story about being in France and going to a wine tasting, and the person doing it assumed she was French because she does have a superb French accent. Lots of people don't realise that she is English. And he said, what happens is if we have a bad season of wine, we tend to send that to Britain because we don't really want it. Or if we have an explosive wine, which is a big, big, strong taste in the mouth, but then doesn't really link, it's not a complex wine, that's the kind of thing we send to the British. So you see, sort of there, getting mildly offended by all this. And we put that clip up, and I said during it, why do they hate us so much? And there's literally hundreds of replies now. It's got lots of sort of stuff about cultural differences, whether the French really do hate the British. Some say, well, yeah, of course we do. And some say, no, well, of course we don't. And about different cultural drinking and stuff. It's really sort of sparked quite a big debate on Instagram. So worth checking that out.
There are quite a few French wine fans speaking very poorly of British, I guess, English in particular, wines.
Yes.
However, what I will say, they were saying, oh, that's people, someone did say, yeah, English wines do quite well in blind tastings. And someone say that's nonsense. I believe, and I may well be corrected if this is wrong, but I believe that English sparkling wines have been for 5 years in a row featuring the best in show at the Decanter Wine Awards, I believe, sort of thing. So I think, certainly in the terms of sparkling wine, Britain is very much holding its own. I don't think you can hear that dog, ferocious dog in the background.
I could hear it. It was a slight dog, yes.
Yeah, that dog is a French dog that is furious.
It's reacted to that. Yeah.
It's reacted to my very words. It's wearing a little beret in the background, and it is fuming about my statements. But we're just going to ignore the ferocious French dog.
Yeah,
because
carry on.
The blind tasting at the Wine Awards speak for itself.
Yes.
Dan, as I say, I cannot hold.
Yeah.
I cannot hold anything. So could you hold this up to my face and I will read it out?
Oh, yeah, I can do.
Okay, up to my holographic face. Because the holograph does have eyes, but it just can't hold things. Hologram. This is called Trams Between Wineries. Hi, gents. Last year I was delivering a ship from Vietnam to the Falkland Islands.
That's a great start.
Listenership we have.
Yeah.
Delivering a ship. Incredible.
One from LA and then someone else delivering a ship. Yeah.
There can't be very many podcasts that have such a diverse listenership or such a bunch of liars. Yeah. It's one or the other. I'm going to choose the first, but it could be our people are all fantasists. Anyway, let's assume this is a real person. We stopped in South Africa en route, and the vino enthusiast and our crew arranged a day trip out to wine country. That sounds very exciting. Yeah. In the valley around Franschhoek? Is that how we say it?
I think Franschhoek. So. Go with it.
They have many vineyards, all connected with tram lines. You buy a ticket and you can hop between the various trams that tour the different wineries and the sizeable bars they all have attached. That sounds incredible.
Oh, that does sound... This is off the back of you talking about your train...
pub crawl, yeah.
Pub crawl, yeah. So a tram pub crawl we've got now. It's fantastic.
That's fabulous. As a non-drinker, the day began with urbane discussion. I don't really know what that means. I've heard it before.
I think sort of, a bit witty and sort of, you know, knowledgeable. Yeah, fun.
Okay. Yeah. As my more knowledgeable crewmates taught me the finer aspects of South African pinotage. It ended with me having to literally carry the happily inebriated and sleeping ship's captain so we could just barely catch the last tram back to town. But the whole tram setup seemed a fantastic idea. A great time was had by all. Love the podcast, Mike in Fife, Scotland. Mike, that's an interesting...
Incredible.
That sounds brilliant.
That does sound brilliant. I'd love to go on a tram pub crawl. I hope the captain, you know, slept it off before captaining his ship.
I assume he did.
Imagine he did.
You don't get to deliver a ship from Vietnam to the Falkland Islands without having a high level of respect for maritime drinking law. So that's fabulous. I've never really done one of those vineyard...
No, I haven't.
Crawl type things. You get things where you can go and it's normally a minibus or something that they'll ferry you around between places. I've never done that. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, maybe we should go and do it, Robbie.
Have you ever been to a vineyard?
I don't think I have. We went last year. We went to the south of France, and we were the place where we were staying was literally next to a vineyard, but it was quite popular, and you had to book to go. And we kept forgetting, and then in the end, there weren't any tours left, so we managed to not go to the one that was within a walking distance from where we were staying. But should go. I should go.
Fair enough. I'd like to go.
Well,
I'd love to hear from anyone that's got any interesting transport methods to get between pubs, robbie@moonunderpod.com for your communications. What's the next thing, Dan, that you want to read?
Final one, Robbie, is from Holly.
Oh, hello, Holly.
And Holly says, hello, Robbie. I just wanted to... Oh. Another one just doesn't acknowledge me.
Personal slap in the face for that. Particularly harsh that you're the one reading this.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Holly. I just wanted to let you know, if you ever venture to Swindon, feel free to join me for a beverage. It will need to be wheelchair accessible, depending on when, though, as I'm currently recovering and waiting for a hip replacement. I'm 24. It's a whole situation. Well, get well soon, Holly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you get your hip replaced soon, Holly, and become bionic.
Yes, but she says, but I am for sure coming to the Happy Hour Tour. That's the other pod you do, of course, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to Bristol for that. It's the closest one. I'm not sure if you are aware, there is a great app called Cask Finder, which has all sorts of ale trails, pubs, beers and breweries on it. You can rate beers and find out more about them. It seems right up your street. Let me know if you plan on visiting Swindon. It's probably as grim as British towns get, but has many a pub in its small vicinity. Best wishes, Holly. Smiley face.
Thanks, is that her Holly. Surname, or has she done a smiley face? She's through done a smiley the medium face. Of punctuation?
Yes.
Thank you, Holly. That's great.
But she might also be called Holly Smiley Face. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if you can have a surname that is pure punctuation. Can you?
Maybe. Did you see that thing at the moment that somebody in Japan had worked out that within 500 years, unless they change the rules on how you take surnames when you get married, that everybody in Japan will have the same surname of Sato?
No.
Yeah. And everyone thought it was an April Fool, but actually it really wasn't. And he said, apparently he's made a few assumptions and he's massaged the figures slightly, but he said that's basically what could happen. So everybody in Japan will be called Sato in 500 years.
You know, in Korea, they've changed it now, but
Oh, yes. The rule, this is about the ages.
This is about the date of births. Yeah. Basically, everyone got older at the end of the year, essentially. You go up a year. So I think you start off and you're like one.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're one when you're born.
I think you're one when you're born, and then you get older on like New Year's Day, I believe. Oh. I might be getting the exact dates and details wrong. So you can be born on the 31st of December, and a few hours later you'd be 2 years old.
Wow.
That is impressive. That's why they excel in technology, the Koreans, yes. Because they have two extra years on us from birth. I'm just looking at this app. I've just downloaded Cask Finder. Yeah. I think it's a Cask Mark app. And it has various things. It's got various different pub crawls you can do. Interesting for me, the Adnams Way, which is Great Yarmouth base, which is in my neck of the woods.
Lovely.
But it also has the world's biggest ale trail in every Cask Mask pub. So I don't know how many that is, but I think you have to scan a QR code and you can win prizes.
Amazing.
So gamifying your pub visiting. I'm interested in pub crawls that have a prize for them because there is in Norwich, I've never done it, but they have Norwich, I think it's called City of Ale. And it's basically, you get a little brochure booklet thing and you get stamps when you visit pubs, but there's different pub crawls. So there's maybe like 8 pub crawls of 6 pubs in each or something like that. And you can do these pub crawls, you get a stamp in them. And then at the end, if you've got all your stamps, you get a pin badge.
Oh, okay.
So are there any other pub crawls around the country that have prizes for you completing them? Robbie@moonadapods.com.
Nice. Yeah, what is the best prize for a pub crawl?
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Anything like that, anything else anyone wants to discuss would be very much appreciated. But Dan, could you please smash up the pub notice board and feed it to my hologram?
Yes, okay, I will. Come on, eat it.
Trick. Holograms can't eat.